This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscup, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, starting afresh in the new year when you're feeling lost and confused after a breakup. Dear Viv, firstly, thank you for your breakup podcast. It helped a lot, but I'm still confused. I split up with my 2-year-strong boyfriend about 3 weeks ago and I'm lost. It was my decision with no drastic timeline of events other than us both working away from home a lot, feeling like we were best friends more than anything else, and me addressing the issue over text and not feeling supported for the week he was working away afterwards. Prior to all this, I had realised I fancied a guy at work and tried to quell the feelings, but it got to the point where I was seeing this guy more than my boyfriend through work and social events, and I was enjoying his company more. I acted stupidly when the breakup happened, as my boyfriend was out of the country and the work colleague was a shoulder to cry on, literally multiple times. I let myself get way too emotionally attached to him in the absence of being able to talk things through with my boyfriend. The day I actually finished with my boyfriend, my colleague invited me for drinks with his friends from home, who turned out to be two couples. I don't know whether it was to cheer me up as a friend or a sign of something else, but the night ended with me staying at his. I was drunk and lonely and using the fact that I needed to couch surf as a reason to stay. He was fine with it, but it was awkward, of course. Since then, I've texted him to say thank you for his support over the period and that I would see him when I'm in a better place, but I've not heard much back since compared to our previous relationship when we would text most days. My ex is also still texting me daily and doesn't know any of this, obviously. I feel like the worst person in the world for getting so obsessed and finishing a relationship, but that wasn't the only reason I ended it. It was more a good indication of why I couldn't stay in it anymore. How, though, do I pick up the pieces after losing my best friend, my ex, and now what feels like another loss with things getting weird with this colleague? Just to really put the icing on the cake, this relationship ended the same week I left my job to go freelance. Although I have some excellent girlfriends, I'm definitely missing both of them in a scary new time, and I'm plagued with guilt at what feels like extremely selfish behaviour. Help. How do I get the confidence I had in a relationship back solo in my very scary new life? Oh dear me, scary new life owner. It is January and that is a time when lots of people decide to change their life and you have really gone for it big time, haven't you? And this is a bit of a right old mess. I can't help thinking that you've almost got yourself into this right old mess on purpose because you're so overwhelmed by all the life changes that are happening to you that it's almost as if you've thought, oh, sod it, if I'm going to have some upheaval in my life, I might as well just upend everything, the boyfriend, the colleague, the job. It's hard to work out in a way from your letter what problem exactly you're presenting with here. And I don't know how much it's tied up with the anxiety that we all have at the start of a new year of wondering, you know, what on earth did I do last year? What does this year hold? I'm tempted to offer the following suggestions as to what we can call this problem. One is, should I get back together with my ex? I feel as if that's still an open question for you. Should I get together with this other guy I've met through work? That's another question. Where can I get the confidence to feel secure in my new freelance life, especially now that I'm single? That seems to me like the most important question. But then this is also coming out for me. Help, I feel lost and confused in life and I don't know which way to turn. That's definitely screaming out loud from your letter and also represents how most of us feel about life most of the time, I think. So I think all of this can be wrapped up in this last problem of feeling lost and confused and not knowing which way to turn. You feel incredibly confused because you've got a lot going on at the moment. And for the first time in a while, you're having to face it all alone. This is compounded by something else you talk about. You say, I'm plagued with guilt at what feels like extremely selfish behaviour. And that bit I've really picked up on because I think that's really interesting that on top of all these other issues that you've got, you're beating yourself up with this guilt about being selfish in inverted commas when I really don't think you've done anything selfish at all. Are you selfish to have left your boyfriend? No, I don't think you are. If that relationship has run its course, it's run its course. It's complicated because you're, as you say, best friends. But you're both adults. You can have conversations with each other. You can set boundaries. You can figure out how this is going to work going forward. You might need a bit of a break from seeing each other at all. You've obviously relied very heavily on each other in this ending relationship. Now you've got to start a new relationship as exes and best friends. So just give yourself some time to mark the end of one kind of relationship and the start of another. I don't think you've been selfish at all, but I do think you've been quite unfocused and you haven't given yourself time to think about what it is that you really want. You've just been guided by, oh, I feel like doing this right now. Oh, no, now that I've done it, I feel lonely. You're being very guided by feelings of fear and anxiety rather than being guided by the good feelings of, you know, if someone makes you feel good, stay with them. If they don't make you feel good, don't stay with them. So let's look also at this lack of confidence and feeling lost and confused. I think all of these things are interlinked. You're allowing yourself to be guided by your emotions in the moment. You're caught up in stress, in busyness, all this working away from home, all of the mess of life. I'm hoping that with your new work situation, freelancing is going to give you a chance to step back from things a bit and get some more perspective and some more time for yourself and your own calm thoughts. It's impossible for me to know from your letter whether your boyfriend is right for you or whether this new man is right for you. And in terms of evaluating them and their worth in your life, you don't really say very much about either of them at all. So the question I'm thinking is really emerging from your letter is, why am I so afraid of being alone? Or am I afraid of being alone? And I think maybe you are. But that's a fear that you're going to have to face up to. And it's tough. It's really painful, especially at a time like New Year when everybody is plagued by all kinds of anxieties and often feelings of loneliness and difficulty all throughout January. But this is going to be a great opportunity for you to see what being alone and managing on your own really looks like, because it does not have to look like being lonely. So I think this is a time for you to start afresh by trusting yourself, knowing that you can work it out for yourself, what you need to do, and by believing that you can do this on your own without being lonely. Good luck. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com. or tweet us at The Pool UK.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com, where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope we see you there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.